Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
If you've been working from home for the last year and a half, you're probably used to looking at a computer screen and talking to your coworkers over Zoom. Well, if you're Mark Zuckerberg, your idea of work from home looks completely different.
You know, we're very optimistic that in 5 years from now, people are going to be able to live where they want and work from wherever they want.
They want.
But are going to be able to feel present as if they're together when they're doing that.
Instead of a computer monitor, you're wearing VR goggles, and you're not seeing your coworker on a video call. Instead, you're sitting next to their avatars in a virtual room. This is Zuckerberg's vision of the future of work. And last week, he launched Workrooms on Oculus. It's the company's first step into rolling out something called the metaverse.
I think of the metaverse as the next generation of the internet. So you can kind of think about it as, instead of being an internet that we look at, it's an internet that we are a part of.
Recode Shireen Ghaffari has been following Facebook's expansion into this digital space, and she's here to tell us more about it. Hey, Shireen.
Hey, Adam.
So I realize this is a pretty fresh concept. So just to bring everyone up to speed, what exactly is the metaverse?
So the metaverse is this virtual world made up of interconnected digital services. And these are things like, you know, your AR, VR headsets. And it's not just Facebook. Other companies have been talking about the metaverse for a while, and it's existed in science fiction even before it started to become a reality. The idea is that you can do everything in the metaverse that you could do in real life, not just work.
Okay, so that sounds a little bit like Second Life or The Sims, where you're sort of a video game character doing regular stuff in a video game world, right?
Essentially. And I think, you know, if you actually are plugged into a really realistic VR, AR world, the idea is that it would feel a lot more like real life or an enhanced version of real life than if you're playing The Sims on a PC.
So last week, Facebook launched Oculus Workspaces. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, so Facebook Workspaces is essentially Facebook's answer to the future of working from home or not working in a physical office. Workspaces is an app, and it lives inside of Facebook's Horizon service, which is a larger kind of virtual reality platform where users can gather to play games or hang out using their Oculus goggles. If you have a Facebook headset, you know, one of their Quest 2 headsets, you can take conference calls in this virtual reality sort of world where you and your coworkers are these virtual avatar representations of yourself. And you're these little cartoon characters who can, you know, move in 3D and walk closer to each other and share things on a virtual whiteboard and so on. It's sort of like Zoom on steroids, or maybe Zoom meets Second Life, which you just referenced. Right now, though, they are separate apps, the workplace app from Facebook's Horizon. But eventually, the plan is for all of this to sort of plug into this larger metaverse world that Zuckerberg's envisioning.
But just to be clear, using an Oculus nowadays is not like playing a video game necessarily. You don't even have to have controllers anymore. The headsets have gotten so sophisticated with their cameras that they can actually see your hands and see what you're doing. And so it's getting closer to being more like real life, albeit what you see is virtual.
Right. And you have more and more companies taking this up and investing money into building out that hardware, the increasingly sophisticated kind of hardware. So Microsoft has its HoloLens.
This is the next generation of computing. This is the next PC.
And Apple is rumored to be working on its own virtual reality or augmented reality headset. Snap has its popular glasses.
Spectacles 3 are a wearable camera that can capture your world in 3D.
So we've come a long way from version 1.0 of virtual reality hardware, and it's becoming more kind of seamlessly integrated into people's everyday lives.
So I have to confess here, I've actually used Facebook's Horizon service before for a demo, and I've used services that I think are similar to the way you're describing workspaces. One is called Spatial. I wrote a story about it last year. And it is sort of like you're in a virtual conference room and there's a whiteboard and you can write on that and you can kind of see avatars of the people you're working with. And cool proof of concept. I never imagined that people would actually want to do this. So why are companies like Facebook putting so much effort into getting us into the metaverse? Most people don't have VR headsets. What are the potential benefits?
I mean, not just Facebook, but many major tech companies see AR and VR as the future of computing. They think that pretty soon everyone is going to be wearing, or not everyone, but a large sector of the population will start wearing, you know, virtual reality connected headsets in what they see as more of an AR, an augmented reality type situation where, you know, you're walking down the street and these headsets are kind of superimposing extra features onto real life. And, you know, just like how mobile phones at first were only owned by a few people, but now a huge segment of the population has them, the same thing could happen with VR and AR. And so it makes sense from that perspective for Facebook to invest in building out this virtual metaverse software before anyone else. And the benefits to the people who are using this metaverse is that they can feel like they're in sort of a superpowered version of the real world, and they can do things like have a realistic conference call with people and feel like they're sitting next to them, even if they're actually talking to their coworker who's sitting 3,000 miles away, right? And you can see that same kind of simulated reality extend into not just your work calls, but your social life or, you know, your movie watching experience or all these other kinds of entertainment avenues.
So from what I've read about the metaverse, it seems like people are really envisioning it to be this decentralized common space that's shared by everyone, that everyone can live and work in, kind of like the internet as we know it today, of course, more immersive. That vision to me sounds like the complete opposite of Facebook's MO. They're pretty well known for having a tight grip, some might say a monopolistic grip, on the current online landscape.
The U.S. government and more than 40 states are suing Facebook. They're accusing the social media company of using illegal tactics to squash competition and eliminate rivals.
Are there any concerns that Mark Zuckerberg may not be the best person to take the lead on something like creating a new universe?
I think that's definitely a concern and a fair question to raise of, is Facebook really going to hold to its promise right now, or its talk of creating this environment that anyone can join and become a part of, where other companies are all contributing to the metaverse and benefiting from it? I mean, already you're seeing Facebook come out with its own workrooms that is pretty similar to an existing company software, Spatial, which you mentioned.
What if there was a better way to collaborate? A better way to build and work together? A way that brought us closer, as if we were sitting next to each other, face to face.
And Spatial had been building software for, you know, Facebook's Quest Oculus apps or Oculus hardware. And now there's kind of a question of, well, if Facebook has its own version of Spatial, why would you download Spatial, right? So you could see how that could be viewed as Facebook kind of encroaching on another competitor's territory. And I think is not a great first sign that this metaverse is truly going to benefit other companies as much as it will benefit Facebook.
Right. And already with Oculus, there's an app store and Facebook can control which companies' apps get to be listed in the app store and what people can download. So again, this sort of like antitrust question gets brought up. Is by any chance the US government talking about the metaverse at all? Is there any chance that the metaverse could be regulated by earthly forces?
I think U.S. policymakers, you know, senators, lawmakers, they are so busy trying to catch up to Facebook's real world of social media that they are not quite at the metaverse yet. I think they're still wrapping their heads around what it even means, like most of the rest of us. So, no, I have not heard any talk about regulating the metaverse. That being said, if Facebook structurally gets changed, like if Facebook were to get broken up under antitrust law, which is definitely an option that's on the table right now, that could affect how aggressively they build out this metaverse in terms of, you know, going after competition in it.
And when do you think that the general public might get its first glimpse at the metaverse? Of course, anyone with some money can go out and buy an Oculus Quest for a few a few hundred bucks. But do you think that the metaverse is going to be something that people are really paying attention to or participating in the next few years?
Yeah, I mean, I think in some ways, especially with this Workspaces app coming out, everyone can start trying out a little bit of the metaverse. You can dial into a Workspace video conference, even if you don't have an Oculus headset, with your computer, just like you would a normal video call, and kind of see your colleagues in their avatar 3D mode. You know, slowly, we are already seeing this metaverse open up to the public in bits and pieces, but we're still a far way from everyone walking down the street wearing Facebook AR glasses headset and seeing their friends in avatars popping in to say hi.
So, Shereen, do you think that you'll visit the metaverse anytime soon?
Absolutely. I have tested the Oculus and other headsets, and I will continue to. And I'm not sold on if I prefer it to my existing reality just yet, but you never know.
Well, I'm not sold on whether I want Facebook having total control over this, but I can say that the times that I've tried out VR, it's been pretty cool and fun.
Yeah, we'll see.
Shereen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Recode Daily. My name is Adam Clark Estes. This episode was produced by Alan Rodriguez Espinosa and engineered by Paul Robert Mouncey. Let us know what you want to learn more about. Email us at recodedaily@recode.net.